Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the love of God. I love Him, and I love the way He loves us. In life, as I've endeavored to love other people like He does, I learned that I realized how much He loves me when I love others, especially when they're contrary. I saw the blessing in loving other people. Jesus said it's better to give than to receive. And I saw that side of life. That's a side of life that a lot of people don't know. The position of a servant. The person that's being a blessing to others more than they receive. Now there's rewards for giving. You know that there are laws of sowing and reaping. And when you leave a pattern of good works everywhere you go, spiritual wealth is on your life. But that's not the reason for being a blessing. It's just the right thing to do. And when you do things that's right because it's right, and you love people sincerely, you know, love makes everything work. Nothing really works without it. When you study chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians, it teaches us that how important love is. Faith works by our love. We love men the same way we love God. It's all tied together. The way we love God is the way we love men. When I would enter His presence and I would talk to Him, I wanted to understand things like He did. And in worship, I said, Lord, I love You. And in life, when people push my buttons, I'd be ready to fight. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be like that. And when I saw that when he strengthened me, I saw another side of life, and I wanted more of it. When you love people, when you endeavor to love people, especially contrary people, it helps them. It helps them it represents God to them. And when they come out of the world, you see that it's really worth it. That man's going to live forever. And everybody he influences, they're going to be blessed. They have a better chance of leaving this world alive. With God, we have to choose Him from the heart. Everything of God works from the heart. And it works by love. When a man becomes a Christian, he wants to be just like Jesus was. He wants to be like He is. He wants to have the same way Jesus taught men on the earth. That's the way they want to live. They want to live according to God's plan, not Satan's plan. And we do it from the heart. That's what we want to do. We choose God and we reject the world. And that's what God was after all along. But the more we love people, the more we understand our Father, our God, our Creator, our Savior, our God. He loves us, and He knows what He's doing. So as you go forward in this life, living to honor God, endeavoring to love all men, like Jesus loves us, you're going to learn things that you never could learn before. It became easier for me to live by my faith as I continued in the love of God. There were times I'd ask God, for something. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it will be done. At first, I would ask what I will, and wait for it, look for it, and it would happen. But as I started loving others, it was easier for me to believe that God loves me just like I love them when they couldn't see the way they were going. In the course of this world, there are many paths of darkness. There are many temptations. And the enemy tries to get us distracted into his zone, into his territory, to nullify the things of God in our lives. He's afraid of it. He's afraid of your potential in Christ Jesus, your Lord. When, you know, when we start out, Jesus is our Savior. But eventually he becomes our Lord. When he becomes our Lord, and we'll do whatever he say do, great things happen, great things change in our lives. And that's what I love, all the things as my life grows in the Lord, as I go forward from glory to glory, I see things in greater ways, and everything fits together. Everything fits together for a purpose, a good purpose. The healing that began in us and the healing that began in me in salvation, as I learn of God, it grows. And I become more like him. And when I, as I become more like him, a lot of things, a lot of doors open up. A lot of things change. In 1986, he anointed me. He gave me a dream and he said, "You're anointed, you're anointed." And the voice faded away. But in the dream, I was in three dangers. And when I woke up, I was alive. And then the Lord said, "You're anointed, you're anointed, you're anointed." And that dream helped me because the enemy, he tries to attack the anointing on your life. He tries to attack you because you're anointed. And no matter what happened, I was fine. Now, it's very important that we go forward in the things of God, seeking him out, taking him at his word. And the Lord prepares us for greater purposes. The anointing, as we grow, the anointing multiplies. As we grow in this life, if we're anointed at all, the anointing multiplies on our life. And if we continue, then spiritual wealth also multiplies on our life. You have to be rewarded for the things you do. Even though we don't look for rewards, they are there. I'm reminded of a story about Lester Sumrall. And that was a man on the radio in the 80s. He would read his books and talk about it on the radio. And Lester Sumrall, he traveled with a man from England. He was anointed. And he ended up, he did a lot of ministry work in, not India, but in the Philistines. And one day, as the Lord leads, I'm going to read his testimony. And great miracles happened in that country, in the Philistines. And he ministered there for years. Many people got saved under his ministry. And the people started looking at him. And he led them to Jesus, but they depended on him. Eventually, the Lord had him to come back to the States. And when he got here, Pastor said he didn't have a dime in his pocket. And then the Lord told him to feed the poor. Now, he bought an airplane. He bought I think it was a C-130 military plane. He bought a cargo plane. If it wasn't that kind, it was a cargo plane. And he shipped food to different places in Africa and other places. He started a ministry. He started a radio broadcast. He did a lot of things, but when he got here, he didn't have a dime in his pocket. But he believed God for the things that God told him to do. And he was able to get it because he had spiritual wealth on his life. Now that's what I'm getting to. you have to be rewarded. You cannot obey God and go out broke. It's not even possible. He continued doing God's work. He did everything God told him to do. And he came over here without a dime in his pocket. Came back to this. He was from here. And his testimony is very strong. It's awesome. And when he ministered the word of God, he did what he was supposed to do. All those years. And the Lord told him to buy an airplane and distribute food. And he did it. Because spiritual wealth was on his life. Now, the last broadcast, I started saying something in the last few moments of it. I talked about a man who, he had a vision. And I saw his testimony on Sid Roth. If you go to YouTube and punch in Sid Roth, you can find this guy. He saw heaven. The Lord showed him heaven. And while he was there, he was a wealthy Christian. But he spent all of his money on himself, and he did things for himself. He bought yachts and things like that. And his book of works, the Lord showed him his book of works. See, we got to be rewarded for our works. And what was written in his book of works from the time he got saved, it wasn't much. He said that it was very slim. It was about the size of a restaurant menu. And he was very disappointed because his priorities were all balled up. He lavished himself and he didn't do anything for the kingdom of God. But when you start doing things are, God writes down what you do, what you finish. And our works will be tried by fire. What was your motive? When the motive is love, it will survive the fire. If your motive was prestige and power and things like that, it's going to burn up. You know, in the course of this scripture, Paul said, in the house there are many vessels, some to honor, some to dishonor. There's wood, hay, and stubble. You know the stubble's going to burn up. The hay's going to burn up. Now, some parts, some woods can survive some fires. But when Jesus said in Revelation 3, when he was talking to the church of Laodicea, he said, buy of me gold. That means do my will. Let your works be really based on love. Buy of me gold. So, gold can survive fire. It can also survive water. It won't rust and rot like steel and like iron will. Now, it's pure. It's a pure metal. And God wants us to have gold tried by fire for our works, to reward us for our works. All works will be rewarded. That's of God. And the more we love others, the more we're going to receive from God. And it puts us in a greater category to be a blessing. I've heard people get called to the ministry in their early stage, and they were wonderful. They did a real good job. They spoke by the Holy Spirit, and it was a blessing. But they didn't know the wiles of the devil yet. They didn't understand his ways yet. A novice, God won't send a novice where he'll send those who are skilled and learn. You know, they've taken time to learn the word of God. He can do more with a mature Christian than somebody that's just starting out. He loves them the same. They all have the same rights and privileges. But as we grow from glory to glory, continuing doing God's word, great spiritual wealth gets on our life. And I even seen my dad. My father preached. He worked at U.S. Pipe in Birmingham. And he had the kind of job that when you get home, you'd be glad to be home. Because you're tired. He'd take a shower at work, and he'd come home and sit down. But every weekend, he would drive to Utah, Alabama, And he pastored three churches there. And there was a shortage of Methodist preachers at that time. In the years that he went to Utah, he would preach one church one Sunday and two churches the next Sunday. And I used to go with him until I was about 9 or 10 years old. And my sister was grown, had moved back home, and she would take me to church after I got about 10 years old. But I'm gonna tell you, God is good, and I enjoyed those years. And my dad was a very important man. And I'm working on another section of the website to share the messages he did. But they're all cassette tapes. I'm gonna try to get the snow out of it. So, you know, they're not as clear as these files. But I'm gonna see if a friend of mine will help me clean them up, and we're gonna make him a website page. But God is moving by His Spirit. He loves His people, and it's all about love. And the way we love each other, the way we do things, it makes a difference. The love of God is loud speech. When you truly love people, it's loud speech. When you love your wife, if you're a man, you love your wife. Or you love your husband if you're a woman. And these days you have to make the distinction. You love your family, you love your friends, you love everybody. You love people that think totally different. Somewhere along the way, people think that if I don't have to love you if I don't agree with you. Now, that, if you watch too much news, you know, so some news channels are Republicans, some of them are Democrat, and they don't like each other. Now, God is not the author of stripes. You know, we don't need that kind of stripe. And they rebut each other every day. Now, it's like election year all during the, you know, I hate all the the bickering back and forth. And I know some people believe wrong. They do things the wrong way, things I don't agree with. But we're still commanded by God to love them. And it's like that concept has waned in the world. In the world, if people agree with you, you can love them. It's popular to love them if they agree. But if they don't agree with you, that's your enemy. And God never said that. But He loves us. Now, He did say, if they be filthy, let them be filthy still. And He meant it. And if they be godly, let them be godly still. God wants people to be, He's looking for sincerity or rebellion. And that's about how it is these days. But God never refrained from it. He wants people to be sincere or not. They can be, you know, hot or cold. He doesn't like the people in the middle. He wants them to choose one way or the other. It's kind of like if you found someone you really want to marry, but they don't know what they want to do. They don't know if they want to marry you or go back to their old boyfriend. And, you know, you think you're getting somewhere and getting, you know, you're going forward. They forgot about that boyfriend. They're not, you know, that relationship's gone. And then you find out they're still looking back at them. And you know, wait a minute, where do I stand? Well, that's the position God's in. A marriage is something that you have to honor or don't do. If you can't honor your marriage, it's not a real relationship. A double-minded person is unstable. And if you marry somebody that's double-minded, you bought the farm. But God's not going to do that. Either you're going to be all in or all out. You can't love God and Satan. You can't serve God and money. You're going to have to love one and hate the other. That's just the way it is. And that's how it is in society. And when people are not willing to commit to the Lord, they don't commit to the Lord. But they'll act the part. They'll talk right. You know, a lot of people speak Christianese. They speak the terms of a Christian, but they won't live the life. And the choices we make decides what kingdom we are. A lukewarm person, that a person that that's neither hot or cold, that, you know, the Lord's gonna spit them out. And by that, it's just like when you eat bitter pecans. He's gonna spit them out. He's not gonna let them, you know, he's gonna give them over to their own way. First the Holy Spirit tried to, you know, get them to return and walk out of darkness and start doing the right thing. They wouldn't do it. And then the Lord will stop chastising them. That's the first sign that you're in trouble. When you do something wrong and the Holy Spirit don't bother you, you done crossed the line. And anybody that did that, they're in trouble. They just don't know it. And what happens next is, whatever you're doing, it'll be more part of your life, and it'll be harder for you to walk away from it. And you'll desire it more than God. Next thing you know, you'll be, when people try to correct you, you'll be mad at them. And all the while, you're slowly avoiding the true things of God. You avoid people that tell you the truth. You avoid people that try to help you understand God. You get mad when people expose your lies for what they are. And then people find churches that excuse what they're doing. They find ways to, they get settled into compromise. And the Lord has given them over to their own way. They're not coming back, because they justified their sin. And instead of being, lukewarm, they become cold. Over time, they'll become cold, which is satanic. But even in the lukewarm state, where they're neither hot or cold, the Lord will spit them out. And he does this because of his love. The same love that he saved us with is just as stern against sin. Daniel prophesied that there would be an end to sin. And the end of sin started the day Jesus died on the cross for us. And the process has started. It's just like Adam, the day you eat of this fruit, you should surely die. The day he ate off the fruit, he died spiritually. It took a long time for his body to die. Well, the day Jesus died on the cross and rose for our justification, he destroyed sin once and for all. And it's manifest in people like you who love God and who are on fire for God. You drive the evil thoughts and opinions of the world out of your heart. And then your mind will be renewed. Whatever you do in your heart, your mind will follow. The only way to renew your mind is to receive God's word in your heart. Now, you can try to control yourself out of sin, but that won't work too good. By that, I mean you can try to perform the letter of the law. That's the hard way. The easy way is to receive God's word in your heart and live by his love. And your desires will change. So you can perform, people can perform the right act and never do anything about the root problem in the heart in the first place. If you change it in your heart, if you receive God's word in your heart and you change in your heart, your body will follow eventually. Your mind will be renewed eventually. But if you try to mechanically obey God in every little aspect and not do this and not do that, and all your attention is on not sinning, you really didn't get anywhere. And it's a frustrating way to live. And that's what some people think that we're asking them to do. But when you receive God, that's why God gave us a brand new heart, a brand new spirit. But when we fill our heart with the word of God, we don't want to sin anymore. We don't have a problem driving out the evil works of the devil. We desire to do the right thing. We seek God and take him at his word. But when it's otherwise, no. When we seek God and take him at his word, everything changes. Everything changes. When we live from the heart. We love from the heart. And whatever we lack and desire more of, speak it. Speak the word as a confession. Say with your tongue, I love God's ways. I hate the ways of darkness. I love the love of God. I love the wisdom of God. I hate deception. You can say these things at your will. And it's in your speech of faith, your confession of faith, your profession of faith will become true in you. Wait, when you speak the word over your life, it gets in your heart even firmer. When you hear yourself saying the word of God, praying the word of God, confessing the word of God, making these professions of faith, it gets in your heart. And just like a soldier, it drives out the darkness. And you don't want to do the things of old. And all the traps of the devil will fall apart. I know what I'm talking about. This is how I do things. And your desires change. Your will gets stronger and stronger and more developed. The word of God comes alive in your heart. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.